It's okay.
Okay, Biden is going to tell exactly the same thing. Listen to this. He's up next. Well, ladies and gentlemen, he's a true musical chameleon. From remixing PlayStation? Xbox? My word. In 2000, soundtracks in 2000. Producing chart-topping hits for the biggest South African stars. His journey has seen him work with labels like Gallo, Universal, Sony, and his own Dutch imprint Base 08. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, I'm not even done. Under Black Hole Recordings, making waves worldwide. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, put your hands together. Byron Kino! Welcome.
Thank you.
We're sitting with royalty in studio. You need to give the people, especially with what you've been doing, over Sia's lifespan. And working with massive names, I've got to say, I feel honored.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Such a noble person. Now I can, look at this guy, just normal guy sitting here and down to earth. Wow. I'm still just like a dumbstruck. So, okay, how are you? First of all, how are you as a person, not as a musician, but as Byron?
Good.
How's the work been going?
Good. Love being in Cape Town. It's awesome. Love being back in South Africa. It's amazing.
Being back in South Africa, how long have you...
It's been 2 years now. Mm-hmm. I came back in 2023, the middle of 2023.
Oh, okay.
And then I stayed on the farm with Dozy for a year.
Another legend.
He's a legend. So we did a whole bunch of songs, wrote some songs. I was there with an incredible bass player, Fani, Michael Phillips, great bass player. So we worked on some stuff with Dozy, and then we went on tour with him. And from there, I went down to Jeffreys Bay for 8 months, and then I came to Cape Town.
Oh my word. And then he's well traveled as well. Okay, so tell us, where did it all start for you? And as what? Because carrying a lot of hats, obviously. And so how did it start? Where did it start for you?
Yeah, I only started playing guitar at 18, so I started late, and then it actually started in Cape Town for me. I was born in Cape Town, but then I lived in Joburg my whole life, and then when I was in the army, I came down to Cape Town. So I was at Aceplot, and then I went for my first guitar lesson in Cape Town.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Who was the person that actually taught you?
Gary Feinberg. So he was a jazz guy.
Yeah.
So I started with him, and then I just fell in love with the guitar. I knew that's what I needed to do. But I always felt like I was, you get kids that started like 5 or 15 or 12, and I just felt like I was behind. So I was this sense of urgency. Yeah. Mm. So I was in love with music right from there, and that's where it started. So I started playing guitar, studied music with as many people as I could.
Yeah.
Did classical guitar, did electric guitar, and did theory, did piano, did vocals, everything.
So you can read the music as well?
No, I'm not the best reader, but I can read. I think no guitar players are great readers. but I loved making music, and I was in bands and stuff. But when I was in my late 20s, I had an opportunity to work. One of my students, her parents built her a studio, and I had an opportunity to work in this little studio, which is a nice home studio, beautiful. And then one of their friends was making music for games. Was making games. Mm. And then he gave me the opportunity just to make some music for the games, which was cool, which was an Xbox and a PlayStation game.
Oh. Which games is it?
They're old games, man.
I think it's in my time.
No, but they weren't like massive games. Okay. So it was a local company, the one was called Chase Hollywood Stunt, and the other one was called Final Armada. But then I also did a lot of little games for phones, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Soundtracks for that kind of thing. And then
is it? I know it's not for this new smartphones. It was old stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not for what do you call it? So what's the snake game called again?
Which what was what?
The snake game on the Nokia.
Well, no, it was after that.
After that.
Yeah. No. So it was MP3s. So it was audio. And then so that game thing started, and then I started producing for people, and then I got a call to do some work for Select Music.
Oh, okay.
Which was amazing because that gave me an opportunity to work lots with a lot of artists, and then that's how it all started, really. Because I was always into English music and stuff, but and I always said I wasn't gonna. I am Afrikaans and I got brought up in an Afrikaans home, but I always didn't want to work in that industry. But I ended up, most of my work was there, and it was amazing, and I'm very grateful for that.
I've got to ask you one question, Byron. Whether the shape the Afrikaans industry, Afrikaans music industry has taken, it just blew up, especially the 2000s, around about, I think early 2000s, late 2000s, it started to blow up. And I want to know, drop some names. You know, you've got a name drop when you have some royalty in studio with us.
So the cool thing with Select was, and they were great. So I had to work with all their artists, which was great. So I worked with Ray and Nicholas and Snotkop and, I can't remember. There was a band called High Five, and I worked with a whole bunch like that. But then I also worked with Gerard Stein.
Okay.
And I did his track, a lot of his music for him. One of the songs was Baby Chocolates. And
Wait, so you're part of that?
Yeah, I was made that in my studio. And that was crazy because I know it's such a, you know.
I've got to say, that song just went crazy on charts.
That changed it, guys. That changed the people's lives. And it was crazy because when we did that song, I didn't think it was going to be. It was actually.
What was your thoughts on it, though?
Yeah, I thought it was like, yes. Because another guy also. I did half the album and somebody else did the other half. And I really liked the other half of the album. I didn't think that this was a song at all. Was actually a little bit scum about this song.
Is it?
Yeah.
But can you ask Brad if we do have that song, that particular song, on somewhere on here? You can cut that. Baby Chocolates, no? Baby Chocolates. Ask him.
And then from there, I did a lot of Gerard stuff. We had a nice connection. And then I started working with Jean Boucher.
Okay.
So I did Geboren by Jou te Wees, Kalm voor die Storm, Ek en Jy in die Somer.
Yes, see.
All of those songs.
And it's songs that I know. I grew up with. It's songs that when I started in the industry, I played. I had to play.
Oh, wow.
I was forced to play Afrikaans music. I don't want to play Afrikaans music. and then, boom. Okay, I like this one. I like this one.
Well, it afforded me the opportunity to practice. So the thing was, although you had to, you were in a box a little bit, you could think out the box a little bit, and you could, you know, because my love is obviously guitar, but also electronic music. And I always try to bring that into, you know, so when I was doing house music or trance music or chill out music, I'd always bring elements of that into the Afrikaans thing. And then I worked with Nia Nal a lot. I did a lot of her songs. And I worked with Dozy, Nia Nal and Dozy. They did a duet album. Then I did Patricia Lewis. And, you know, so many artists, they're all amazing. But it was such good exercise for me
as well.
You know? And I loved doing that. And then in 2000, so that was a whole long time, you know.
So how long did that period gone for you?
I think about 15 years, 10-15 years, which was great. And then I think when I was 30 and when I was 46, I went to Australia, and I went and I stayed there for 7 years. So and that was very interesting.
True.
A really interesting growth period for me.
We were speaking off air about also some of my favorite guys, but the Denims. I think they collaborated with a friend of mine, Ferdy Ferd. Don't know if you've heard of him, Ferdy Buffo. Ferdy, they call him Ferdy. Ferdy Buffo in Johannesburg. Ferdy Ferd. We, him and Clint Brunk, and wrote a song. I need to get it for you. So these gents may be here. I tend to forget the song's name. This one. I'm going to play it for you. Where is it? Come now. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. All right. Okay. I've got, you know what? I've got so much to ask you. And I know with you, it is to speak to you, we literally need about 4 hours of radio. So let me get to this song quickly, which I have. We'll get to back to you again. Gravity. When was this recorded? Is it a song that was lying there? Or
no,
is it the song?
No, it's a special song. I mean, we will get to the other stuff because I wanted to tell you a little bit about when that whole thing started for me. But Gravity was a song in a style that I kind of used to do back in when I was 38. Mm. I had a song called Breathe in Love, and I did.
I'm not even going to ask you what's your age now. So
don't. And then, so anyway, Gravity was a song that I wrote in the last 4 months. Mm. And, you know, the song speaks about coming back to where you belong, you know. And I think for my time in Australia, it was very special. But I always had this pull in my heart, and I think we all do, to eventually end up at a place where it feels like home and you feel like you belong, whether it be spiritually or, just a place where you've feel you being drawn to be. So that's what that song's about.
I want to ask why the move to Australia was. It was
easy, simple. No, it's simple. I have two beautiful boys, and they are now old, 29 and 27, and so when they were 10 years old, that was in the midst of all my music stuff. They immigrated to Australia.
Oh, okay.
And that was hectic for any father. That's hectic.
Yeah, yeah.
So the only way I could see my children would be to go to Australia, and I could only go once a year. So that was very, very hectic. So I eventually tried to get a visa, which I got. It was very difficult. And then I decided I needed to go and spend time with them. So when I was 46, I went over to Australia to be with my children, which was incredible. We had the most amazing time together. I would never change that, but it was a very, very, very interesting part of my life.
And music, again, it just...
Well, I had nothing else to do, because everyone used to say to me, like, because I went there, that when I went there, I had no job, I had nothing, I sold my studio, and I knew I had to go. So when I got there, it was kind of like ending up, because nobody cares what you did in South Africa. Mm. It's an English country, you know.
Yeah, you're
just a nobody. Not that I'm somebody anyway, but there you've done nothing. So I had to literally reinvent myself, become because I studied music, I ended up teaching music production. And I got involved with an amazing school there, and I was doing the electronic music ensemble for them. But apart from that, I met some incredible artists. Amazing story I can tell you about that.
Yes.
And then from there, I also ended up falling in love with the guitar again. And then I started playing blues and all that kind of stuff again, which we don't really do much of here. There's not really a big market for that.
Where
in Australia, it's country and blues is huge. And not so much electronic, so that was a different thing for me to get used to. But that's why I moved to Australia.
All right. Okay, I'm going to play that song because we've got
which
two.
Which song are you going to play?
Gravity.
Okay.
I've got that by Barry Kino. I've got, because we've got 2 o'clock news and we need to do the challenge. Can we keep you a bit longer?
Yeah.
All right, great. Yes, Byron, Kino, it's Gravity, about a 7.7. I've told you, it's royalty in studio right now. Good afternoon. This is Mzansi. It's...
There's a time that to find your space, your heart and soul. You've come a long way to get back home. It's gravity, it's gravity. When the memories find you there, in every song.
Well, I love it. It just brings back a little bit of other feel of music. Music that is, that's longevity.
Mm.
Gravity. So there is longevity in there. Now that's music, Sia.
I can't say no.
You can't say no? You like it?
Thank you.
Not really, but yeah.
Ah.
No, it's
I mean, I'm too young.
It's actually if you go on Beatport, you check it's under Progressive House.
Mm.
So it's definitely very current sounding.
Mm. Oh.
So in a way, yes.
It is, but it's in that genre, and like that genre is so huge. If you go in the dance genre, it's massive, you know, like there's so many things.
Kapow's gonna love, he will probably love to meet you. He's sure. Up next. He's crazy about music. But anyway, you know what time it is now? It is now time to have your challenge. I want to talk to you, but we first need to do the challenge. Because all the challenge, we're into news, we're into the top 10. But I'm going to keep you here because I want to chat with you a bit. Because, I mean, I want to talk about Patricia. I want to talk about, you don't know this guy. No, you're not going to know him. Because you don't know what, you don't know Baywatch. You know the Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson Baywatch, but you don't know this Baywatch. I'm going to talk to you about that as well. All right, so it's time for the challenge. You ready? Okay. All right. We kick it off like this always.
You got 3 seconds to finish the lyrics.
But if you need my love, push and pull like a magnet.
From 12 to 3 every Saturday.
Okay, see, I won't be able to play along. So, ready? Yes. Here we go. Mm-hmm. It's also going to be surprising me. Don't worry about it.
Okay, great. I know the song.
Yeah.
I just.
Okay, no. What is the name of the song?
One in a Million, is it?
Yes! Should have sang along. You once in a lifetime, you made me discover. See, I'm also auditioning here now. All right, so here we go. Next one.
Mm-hmm. I know someday that I'll alter. You'll make me work so we can work it out.
No. I told you.
Okay, but you know the song?
Hey, no, I don't.
Michael Bublé.
Oh, yes, okay, yeah. Cool.
Promise you can't run against, but I get more than I get.
Yay!
I just haven't met you yet.
Of course, I know the song.
Yeah. You know
what? I do know the song, but don't ask me the lyrics, man.
All right, here's another one coming your way.
Bye.
We're just going to have fun.
On a cloudy day.
I know the next line is I've got sunshine. I don't know.
Okay, no.
I know the song, of course.
It's cold outside.
Is it My Girl?
It's My Girl. Is it? Okay, at least you got the
I know the titles.
Titles. Okay, yeah. Okay, we're just having fun for now. All right. Yes, that one for you.
I'm Like a Bird.
Yeah.
And it's Nelly Furtado. But. Okay.
Okay, but what?
But nothing. That's it. I'm Like a Bird and it's Nelly Furtado and. Yeah.
At least he knows the title.
Yeah, man, that's, I know. Something. You know when. It's like when we used to sing, I kind of really. Lyrics. I love lyrics, but I just. Yeah, don't do that.
All right, okay, last one.
But I don't.
All right.
Starship.
Yeah.
It's Starship.
Yeah.
And. Jeez. Yeah, man. Are you the same, man? Okay.
Okay, we'll
I get some points for knowing the band.
Yeah.
And knowing the title.
Yes. We've got half of the five. Two and a half.
Okay, two
and a half.
All right,
there
we go. Thank
you, Love it, man. All right, it's 2 o'clock on the dot. Let's quickly head over to our news department. It is 107.7. Good afternoon.
Hoof Nisie die uur. Borgtog aansoek van moordbeskuldigde weermaglede is uitgestel en die wynbedryf soek alternatiewe markte te midde van tariefonsekerheid. Ek is Isabel Potgieter. Goeiedag. Die borgtog aansoek van 12 lede van die Suid-Afrikaanse Nasionale Weermag se spesiale taakmag wat daarvan beskuldig word dat hulle die valke ondersoeker luitenant-kolonel Frans Matipa vermoor het, is tot volgende Vrydag uitgestel. Die Randburg Landdroshof in Johannesburg in Gauteng het gister slot argumente van beide die verdediging en die staat aangehoor. Die soldate staan ook terecht op aanklagte van die ontvoering van die Ethiopiese burger en vermeende ISIS-leier Abdella Abadiga saam met sy leiwag in December 2022. Matipa het na bewering Abadiga se verdwyning ondersoek toe hy in Augustus 2023 doodgeskiet is. Die staat het borgtog teengestaan en die erns van die aanklag aangehaal en aangevoer dat hul vrylating as hoogs opgeleide militêre personeel 'n risiko vir getuies kan inhou. 14 verdagtes is in hegtenis geneem in verband met 3 afsonderlike bendeskiet voorvalle in Mitchellsplein in die Wes-Kaap. Die voorvalle het donderdag die lewens van 5 mense geëis en 7 ander beseer gelaat. Daar word geglo dat die skietery gekoppel is aan 'n voortdurende gebiedsoorlog tussen bendes in die gebied. Die Wes-Kaapse polisiekommissaris, luitenant-generaal Thembisile Patekile, het die polisielede toegejuig en sê dat hierdie operasie sal voortduur totdat hy tevrede is dat die oortreders aan die pen ry en kalmte in die gebied herstel is. Die wynbedryf soek na alternatiewe markte te midde van tariefonsekerheid op 'n reeks Suid-Afrikaanse produkte deur die Verenigde State. Die organisasie South Africa Wine verteenwoordig 2500 produsente, 500 wynkelders en uitvoerders en fasiliteer marktoegang, navorsing, opleiding en transformasie. Die uitvoerende direkteur van South Africa Wine, Rico Basson, het met ENCA oor die saak gepraat en sê dat dit te vroeg is om te sê wat die impak van werkverliese sal wees. Basson sê dat hulle waarschijnlijk sal aanhou uitvoer na die VSA, maar teen hoër pryspunte. Dit is die einde van die nuus vir hierdie uur. Ek is Isabel Potgieter.
It's a cultural divide. I'ma get it on the flow.
Get ready to vibe.
You really about to do it.
40 acres in the mule. This is bigger than the music.
With the hottest tracks in Muzanzi.
Yeah, they tried to rig the game, but you can't fake influence.
Like
hey, I'm tripping, I'm sliding, I'm riding through the back like
Mzansi Hits Saturdays, 12 to 3.
All right, it's 2 o'clock. Before we get to the top 10, let's compare the bolts. Then we're going to go say goodbye to 2 songs. I told you I'm going to have this man here sitting here the whole day. So stay tuned for that. Let's compare the bolts. And then we kickstart our top 10.
Join 1UP Cash & Carry for our super low prices. Sunlight Dishwashing Liquid Pouch, 750 ml 2 for 50 Rand. Snowflake Cake Flour, 10 kg, 115 Rand. Cool Fresh Garden Peas, 400 gram, 3 for only 30 Rand. Prices valid till 9 July 2025. Shop in-store or online and save www.1uponline.co.za.
Talk more for less. It's easier.
Pick of the week.
As you all know, guys, I said this person is from Durban. She stole the spotlight on a national talent show, then went on to dominate the charts with soulful hits like Suited. And please, mister, a Durban-born queen. If you know who this is, let us know on our WhatsApp line at 082-414-1077 or let us know on our Facebook or Insta at KC107.7.
This week's Pick of the Week.
All right. You know what? I think that Byron's going to draw. I'm going to ask him just to have a listen to our top 10. Have a look through it. I mean, I feel like you need to be on like a massive kind of a panel or something. No, seriously. Were you part of the Idols journey in South Africa?
No, I wasn't. But I did something in the beginning with when You know, when they had Isles and then Patricia Lewis did Superstata.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was doing a little bit of that. I actually saw Sean Tate the other day. You know, he was the first winner of Superstata.
It's like a normal guy.
And he's so humble.
I saw him.
Him and I are doing a new single together now, which is exciting. Because that's 15, 16 years later. Last time I saw him was 14.
Mm.
Yeah, he's 33 now. So great talent. But anyway, I enjoyed that. Well, I was actually nervous to do that. So
it
would have been lucky to do something like that, I think, you know.
Okay, but obviously in Australia you blew the market.
No, but I had some beautiful stories about Australia if you want to hear, but whenever.
Okay.
About right. music.
They, okay, okay.
Okay, cool.
Okay, let's do that. But let's start our top 10.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sunzi Top 10.
All right, so each and every week we say goodbye to songs, and this week we have to say goodbye to two songs I do not think see us happy about a particular song that we're saying goodbye to. Do you want to say goodbye now, or do you want to mope around for a while?
I still can't believe it, but so okay.
So you're going to mope around?
Yeah, for now.
Okay, all right, so we say goodbye to two songs, and I'm trying to figure out where is this thing now. Yes, a lot of things on my stuff. Okay. Hi, 7376. How are you? I hope you're doing good. Good day. Pick of the week is, who's this? Cal Shea. Okay. All right. I'm just going to leave it there. She also gave us the name now of the artist. So the review will happen literally in a while. Here we go. So we say goodbye to this one. It's Mark Wayne, so you know, he's been on the charts for about 3 months, it's almost 3 years, with that song, number two, out of the charts. And then, here is Moping Sia. You can say the song's name.
Oh, Younger Chief, What If, yo.
Cry, man. Oh, yeah. The love had never been saved and still in love with the game. It's all that's all right. So here we go. In at number 10, a new entry on the charts after this.
This is Zanzi Top 10. Zanzi Top 10 new entry. Number 10. Today.
It's Jackal DeBow, new entry on the chart, in at number 10 this week on Mzansi Top 10. Sia? You and your people meaning your generation.
Okay.
Gen Z. Now, okay. What is your Gen Z? Okay. Gen X?
I'm a 2000.
I'm a what?
I'm a 2000. I'm a 2000s.
Okay. Did you know about that? No?
Let's leave it if you don't know it.
You don't? Didn't even know?
I'm
a 2000.
I'm a 2K.
Yes. No. All right. Okay. Yo, okay. All right. What do you think? Song number one. As a producer.
Great musicality. Obviously, mm-hmm. Great players. Great mix. You know, it's obviously a jazz influenced genre. Beautiful chords. Nice melodies. Great.
All right. Do we have it? Top 10, Jack the Bones, really, in at number 10 as a new entry. We've got another new entry, and apparently, according to our producer, our top 10 producer, two local boys, Paul, so taking two numbers on the top 10 from Paul.
Wow.
All right. The rest is all spread out all over South Africa, and this is that one, another one.
Zanzi, top 10, new entry. Number 9.
Saw you looking at me, the way I'm looking at you, sitting on the concrete, red faces trying to be cool. Oh, it's 2 a.m. sitting here spilling our secrets, yeah. And you read my hand, doing that just to pull me in, yeah. One last word telling me this could hurt. Maybe we crash and burn. Maybe our hearts are meant to break. But what if it's midnight driving? What if it's heartbreaks rising? What if I stay when you want me to go? These things never happen to no one. What if it's hypnotizing? What if we just get hiding? What if I how it happens. I wanna watch how it happens. Your steps there, I'd follow anywhere. Oh, you gotta hold on me. If you told me to leave, I'd jump off the edge. Baby, move me like a slow dance, yeah. Feet don't touch the ground, but we're falling, falling. Tell me now.
It's Will Lindley, and in at number 9 as a new entry, Cinematic. If you just joined us now, well, good afternoon. As a new entry, you know what to do when you want to make sure that your favorite song stays on the charts. And I think Sia missed that entire trip.
But I have been voting. Okay, I know it was just only once, but yeah. I don't know.
The unfortunate part for us is as staff, as the presenters of the show, we can't vote for artists. Because it's not going to work.
Okay, I'll let people know.
It's almost like the Byron's got a song on the chart, so now Byron can push the song for people to vote for the song, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
But it's not going to be fair.
I'm saying it's fair if he's going to ask people.
Yeah, no, but if Byron does it, it's not going to be fair.
Yeah, it's not going to be fair if he does it.
Of course.
Hence, I'm saying I'm going to ask people to vote for my song because I'm still not happy.
No, but you see, Byron can have his song Gravity to be on the chart.
Okay.
Because Gershwin Kuhn will obviously now start pushing it out. You can ask Gershwin for the... He's got everything. He's got the template, everything, so he can just start pushing it out.
Sure.
Yeah. So, but now I'm saying it's not going to be fair. Did you see the list of people that he has worked with? All right. Now, each individual person on that list has a following of plus minus, if not in the millions.
Oh, my word.
You're going to break the bank here.
Yeah, so everybody probably...
I'm just saying...
First place.
No, I'm being honest and I'm being... I'm literally being honest here. Because I would like to see that. Can I challenge you on that?
Challenge me on what?
Can we see if Gravity jumped to number one as a new entry?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Yo.
Look, you got the friends. I'm going to call them friends. I'm not going to call them connections. You got the friends. Send out the... let's call Gershwin. I'm going to call him Ani. just give me that little plug there at the back.
Okay.
I'm going to tell him. He's going to go on here. I'm going to tell him. So tell us about the Australia tour. How's the music there?
Oh man, that was a whole different thing. When I got there, obviously I was very into the electronic music thing, and obviously still doing a lot of Afrikaans music. So when I got there, there was nothing like that. Although there's a lot of Afrikaans communities there. There's not a lot of Afrikaans. No, there's lots of pockets of Afrikaans people that live there, especially in Perth where I was. But they are not really in touch with what's going on in the Afrikaans industry that much. You know, there are community stations. So the main thing that happens in Perth, there is an electronic scene, but not that big, but also that there's a lot of blues and jazz, and that kind of blues, jazz, and... country,
yeah,
is a big thing. So that was an interesting awakening. You know, all of a sudden you had to kind of reinvent yourself and kind of fall in love with something else again musically.
Yeah.
But
was it difficult for you?
Yes, that's an understatement. It was vault, man. It was hard because you had to like literally start from scratch. You know, and. But it was good because I ended up working with some incredible artists. I worked with some Voice and Idols finalists. I worked with a guy. This is a crazy story. I started my first thing there as I rocked up there. I met somebody.
Please tell me what's his name? Guy Sebastian you worked
with. But this is the cool thing. Guy Sebastian was his coach on The Voice. So I worked with this guy for a long time. His name is Jordan Anthony. He was the youngest artist to get into The Voice. He came in top four. But anyway, I met a guy. How crazy is this story? I'll just quickly tell you. So I worked in a studio. I worked at a music school. We built a small studio in the school. And then one of the first guys that came in there was a guy who was 19 years old. His name is Marty. And he called himself Gojo. And this guy... he didn't ever release anything. So we wrote our first song together. Then I worked with him for 6 years. And I'd mentor him. He'd bring his laptop and I'd do his mixes for him. And anyway, this guy then went to Sydney and I wrote a song that became a global hit. He opened for the Jonas Brothers and he became one of the biggest artists in Australia. Now, I didn't obviously write that song with him, but I had a big part of his journey, which is a great, amazing story. And... Then he had a song called Mrs. Hollywood, which was a big kind of heat around. And but anyway, I worked with some really interesting artists there. I also worked with an amazing didgeridoo player.
Mm-hmm.
We formed a duo called Planet Aligned, and we did like some world music. I had an amazing other partner called Chelsea J. Gibson, who's done a lot of cool stuff. So, you know, it's small things, but it was such a good, musical growth, because you never stop growing, you know?
But you see, when the moment you influence somebody's life, the moment you influence somebody's musical career, and I can take it up to the next level, the next step, the rest is history.
Well, I mean, anyway.
We got a voice note in here from, I think it is Jackal the Bones.
What's up, Radio KC? This is Jackal the Bones. Thank you for getting us into the top 10.
Thank you.
We are currently busy doing some rehearsals for our upcoming gigs. We'll keep you guys posted, but thank you so much. Appreciate the support. Cheers. Take it easy. Jackal the Bones out.
Oh, my word. All right. Let's get back into the charts.
Yes, please.
It's in at number 8 this week. It's Rotas, the rapper. Deuteronomy 13. 31, verse 8.
Them see me cry, I got tears in my eyes that I can't
Number
show.
8.
I can't even lie, it's a blessing in disguise. Got so many offers from my heart cold. I know that they want to see my downfall. Don't know what they always come around for. I know I'ma make it, just don't turn your back. Don't turn your back on me.
In the gevoel van rondrollen in nachen. Wil denken hoe je toekomst blijft, hoe leed ze maar wakker. Dan staan ze maar op om te bid in ze bid. Maar meeste van die tijd voel het jouw gebed het niks krijgen. Het God ons op je aarde geplaatst, net om te saffen. Ik meen maar, ons allemaal leek geraamd tussen ons kassen. Hoe was mijn zo bij je? Die zet het mij benauwd, zoals een school uit die met een kloppie dagen in zijn rugzakken. Ah! Vader, lead ze die way. Twee eerste, ik is al vallen in jouw lijn. Dus mijn way heeft die gewerkt, ik heb klubbak gefeild. Zie een mens die antwoord is zij. Ik heb gezegd, ik moet komen zoals ik is. Maar zie je aan hoeveel ik is. Die leer, die camouflage, die zwakheid in gedachten. Die nice times, die parties, die woede in mijn hart.
Nummer 1,
wat is dit?
Listen,
oké, I listen.
Niet van mijn goed aan mijn zaken, ze zijn met mij is. Dan zie je hoe kom ik gezeven tot daar ik geef. So don't let any other person tell you any different.
Wat een judgment,
en
hij maakt het difficult. Ik ben die kracht om mensen terug in hun plek te zoeken.
Hallo, die is mijn feit die. Ik is God, ze hoeven te twijfelen, maar ik krijg niet.
Nou, hoe kom treer ik zo bij je? Hoe kom leid ik zo bij je?
Moet niet bid dat ik jouw kruis moet verwijderen. Bid voor kracht om het te dragen.
Oké, die wankelen mijn stappen zijn. Die duivel draait zijn beest om zieken te maken dat een fase. Hoe achterblijf? Hoe kan ik achterblijf als ik een zoveel aan de lijf? Ik heb God samen met mijn stemming, hoe kan ik anders kijken? Nou moet ik maar terugvallen en regret. Nou moet ik mijn fight en mijn bitters net neglect. Nou moet ik die kick los en val binnen die pressen. Nou moet ik mijn eigen plek, mijn represented. Nou moet ik die wisdom met jou delen. Nou moest ik die verder gaan studeren die. Of nou moest maar mijn famous nooit gebeuren die. But I did in die niggas jealous, I feel it when you near me.
En nou ze kijken het, ik zet die effort in. Spat die klein doorschoffel, ik zet die wegen in. Zijn vogels op je gezicht, daar vergeet ze van die missie. Ik voel zo'n lijn, lille kan niet met mijn missie.
You get the message, wat is bring classics, nou. Flow is immaculate. Ik heb gedenk aan mijn pools, is rijk. Denk zij maar op van DSTV, was zo kwaai op perfect. Steeds in die blokken, zoals een reizel. Draai mij, zie ons niet meer Dani. Ik wens ons kon nog gedraaien. Zo was hoe die Dani, zo die life kan een man blanken. Life is zoals een gamble in die hoed, is het een dice king. Binnen mijn dek, klok, toch wie is voor die bruiser. Zij dank ik het makkelijk, tot zij stap binnen mijn schoenen. Mijn oma fight dank, ik zo'n voel het life is aan die. En zij wil niet, moet worry over wat Anne van mij gezegd heeft. Ha?
This is Zanzi Top 10. Number 7.
Promise and some empty bottles. Only been a week, you already unfollowed. Damn, when'd you get so cold? Spend time with your family, Felt like meet the parents, kept my oversized tee. Do you even wear it now? Or is it laying on the floor? There's gotta be a way to show me that you care. I'm looking for the love now, but I guess it wasn't there. Hung on to the words you told me you was all in. Hate that when this phone rings, hope it's you that's calling. Oh, where did we go? Maybe I didn't see those red flags. Maybe I moved just a little too fast. I wish it wasn't on my mind, but there's gotta be a way. Show me that you care. I'm looking for the love now, but I guess it wasn't there. I saw you every day, but now you're barely there. I'm looking for the love now, but I guess it wasn't there. Some empty bottles, only been a week. I checked if you still follow. Damn, when'd you get so cold? It's gotta be a way to show me that you care. I'm looking for the love now, but I guess it wasn't there. There's gotta be a way.
Guys, you know this because I told you about this young man. I want to tell you about this young guy.
Yeah?
Stephen Benz. Stephen, is it Stefan? Stefan or Stephen? Stephen. Stephen Benz.
Yeah?
Do you know?
No.
He was the guy that auditioned at America's Got American Idols.
Yeah.
Taught Katy Perry to speak Afrikaans. And I'm not sure we made it. We've been top 10, I think. I'm not sure. Just can you just ask my good friend there? What's my friend? Google. Not my friend. Stephen Benz. Did you see her? Did you type his name up? Okay. It's thinking. Yes. And my good friend Google knows exactly how I think already. So now I just say yes. He's trumpet warrior. In 2006, he started with music. 2017, he did some covers. He did a rendition of Right You Waiting, which I racked up about 1.6 million views. At the age of 12, he debuted his first single, which went to number one in South African Cool For Me, making the youngest. He also did 2018, the World Championship of Performing Arts. He did that. I don't want to do listen to check that out. In 2023, he then went to Idols 20. Season 21, earning a golden ticket. You know that's a massive thing for especially South African kid. Did a cover version of Bram Ignite. It doesn't say the song. Taught Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie to say, "Jy gaan Hollywood toe."
Wow,
2023, and
wow,
yeah, worked with Justin Timberlake, Robin Thicke.
Wow.
All right. Greatness. Anyway, here's another one. It's the princess of Amapiano Pop, Thailand Bliss. Ooh.
Number 6.
I don't wanna be in the world without you. Baby, I don't wanna let you on my side. I don't wanna ever break away from you, or the light might go away. I need you in my life. Let my smile bring you peace of mind, burning desire. When you throw your arms all around me, need to feel all your passion. You and I create magic. I just couldn't hold this. When you look me in my eyes, I see further than hindsight. Take me out my mind. Every turn leads you back to me. Burning desire when you throw your arms all around me. Need to feel all your passion. You and I create magic. I discover wholeness when you look me in my eyes. I see further than hindsight. Take me out my mind.
Plus on 107.7, Tyler, for you. What do you think of her?
Yeah,
your honest opinion.
Yeah. Amazing. The track that broke was incredible and was a big hit. I mean, obviously, I didn't know about I'm a Piano because I was in Australia.
Mm.
But then I got you here and I was just like, well, I knew the song there already.
Okay. Water, that's a.
Yeah.
Oh.
Everybody does, yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Amazing. What do you think?
Oh, well, that look.
Okay.
I still have my doubts, but with this, it actually just shows a vocal ability as mm-hmm. well, because with Ama Piano, you can actually just mask a voice. And apart from just masking a voice, the way she dresses, I'm not a big fan, because you get young kids, and she is a icon to them. And if you see, she's eyeballing me now. You're next to me. So, but anyway, all right. Yeah. So that is just my opinion. Anyway, let's here we go. It's pick of the week. Come review, va. This week's pick of the
week. As jelle gereed?
Yes, ek is gereed.
As jelle gereed?
No, come now, man.
Okay, some of y'all got it right, hey. And it is Shekinah.
Ah, yes. So 6445 got it correct. Good one, obviously. Duh. Aita Lanka, Aita gisteri antwoord gestuur al. What's his name? Then your sister's
got it. Oh, even my little sister got it right.
Right. And CS got it right. Magdalene's got it wrong. She's saying Tyler. No, not Tyler. But anyway, thank you very much, each and every person. Also on Facebook as well. Michonne got it correctly. I didn't refresh it. So Michonne and okay, you see everything.
But a lot of people got it correct.
Thank you, guys. All right, so here we go. It's DJ Vodka for you.
Get ready. He's here. This is DJ Vodka.
You have. If you can kill it, I'm going to promise to love you particularly. Just
I'm not kiss cause I don't buy. Miss my teeth like the whole night. Say my body too bad, yo, I don't like more. Give me this side that I don't like more. I'm just saying I don't mind. Kiss my teeth for my whole life.
Punchy with my heart. I don't want the risk. I don't want to be gone. I don't want to come in. If you're jumping with my heart, understand the risk. Please just try to hold me.
Man, I love it. Thank you very much, DJ Vodka. That is Shakaya on 107.7. If you just joined us now, well, good afternoon. This is Mzanzi. It's my name, Soa, with you all the way through. And
my name is Sia.
Sorry, Sia. Sorry, Sia.
No, okay.
We're taking you through till 3 o'clock this afternoon, counting down because it's in and around Mzanzi right now. Let's get into the top five.
107.7.
All right, in the number five this week, a song that's keeping it steady. Let's kick it off. And after this, we've got to say goodbye to a legend. Mm. I think you should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So, yeah, let's get into it. Here's number five.
Number five.
Love this one. It's Ricardo Mendes keeping it steady at number 5. All right. You know, unfortunately, I have to say goodbye to you.
Well, thank you so much.
I would have loved to listen to more stories. I would have loved to sit with you. Maybe we should actually make that a video conversation just to have you here.
Be nice.
I'll chat to you again.
Yeah.
And see when we can do that.
Yeah, be amazing.
So what's happening for... tell us your plans for 2025. What I know you're doing, Dozy.
Well, I'm working with Dozy and I'm working with a whole bunch of other artists, just doing some really nice collaborations. Everything from like a black coffee type house vibe to with some jazz guys, great pianists and guitar players and vocalists, and then some commercial stuff, and then some stuff with people in Australia. So exciting.
Oh man, I'm excited for you. All right. Okay, thank you very much
for
coming in.
Thank you for having me.
No, it is an honor and a privilege actually to have you here with us today.
Thank you so much.
Please remember my name next time. All right. Number 4 this week. I'm too scared to press play.
Why? You don't want...
I'm so scared. Did you see the number 4?
It went down.
Yeah, so which means we got a new number 1. Yes, number 4.
Jesus.